that if you don't get it right the first time, you do it again and again and again and again. Hey, wagwan, what's up, welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yeah, I'm so psyched up, I'm so energized, yo. I hope you are doing amazing. So this is episode what, 127, if I'm not wrong. Yeah, this is episode 127, and hope you're well since you last listened to this pod. But I'm super excited because I just finished a big milestone. Actually, I really, if you listen to last week's episode, I was talking to you guys how I'm almost finishing film school, and I'm here to say confidently, without fear of any doubt, that I have officially finished film school, you guys. It's been crazy. Yeah, it's been a mess. It's been crazy. Like, what the hell? Like, what the actual hell? But it has been something. I think this is something, a big milestone for me this year, something that I've done this year. But yeah, so I finished film school actually yesterday. That was 24th. I was like, I'm actually recording this. Okay, you know, me and my recording hours against the world. So I finished actually yesterday, and it left me feeling so emotional. One thing about me, I get attached to things and people. I don't get attached to people so fast. But if I get attached to people or places, then I really find a hard time. I really find a hard time in, like, moving on. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. So, like yesterday, I was even telling my friend, like, yo, I feel so emotional. Like, so we're never gonna come back here again. Like, the way we used to come every morning, every afternoon for classes. We used to go early. We used to have early morning shoots. Like, okay, we're gonna be having okay more shoots, but then not as students, so it's gonna be like different. You're gonna be like now outside there. So it was like so emotional for me. I'm telling my friend, like, how, yo, was it just the other day when we started, we were not even sure. Personally, let me speak for myself, I wasn't even sure if I was gonna finish, because it was a hectic, it was so hectic. Plus, I have a lot of things like I have to do as an individual. Like, I'm one person, but yo, like, I bite more than I can chew. I really do. I bite more than I can chew. Like, I have a lot of stuff going on. But during my period at film school, I think, like, it really mess up with all my schedules. Like, I feel like, even you see with podcasting, with the podcast, I like, I nearly like a kidogo, because I couldn't like have enough time to record the podcast episode. So it was just a lot of work, but yeah, we made it. Mama we made it. Yeah. It's amazing. It feels so good. I remember the first time when I was like, now I decided that I'm going to film school, I did an episode where I was so scared. If you listen to the pod, you know, there's this episode I did. What was the name? What was the title? I think Rise to the Occasion. Exactly. I think it was called Rise to the Occasion, where you've always been dreaming of, where you have dreams, yeah? All of us, we have dreams. You have these big dreams, the things you want to do, the things you want to achieve. But then, the hardest part comes in when now it's time for you to put in the work. Now it's time for you to go out there and chase those dreams that you have, those dreams that visit you every day. Now that's where it's at. That's where the conflict starts in. So when I was starting I wanted to start film school. I was actually doubting myself so much. I was like, okay, am I sure this is what I want to do? And I actually really wanted to do it. So I started like talking myself out of it. You see, when you get an opportunity and then you start experiencing imposter syndrome. So you want to try and sabotage yourself. You want to try and talk yourself out of that opportunity. And it's something you've actually been dreaming of. So you guys, imposter syndrome is real, and self-sabotage. Yeah, we are our biggest fans, and then we are our biggest, we are our biggest, like you can be a biggest fan, and you can also be a biggest, some biggest trigger to failure. So yeah, it was crazy. But yeah, I did that episode where I was like telling you guys, like, you need to raise the occasion when an opportunity presents itself. You need to go out there confidently, as much as you're gonna even be scared. It's good to be scared, but just go out there and do it, man. So I'm so happy I did, and I'm so happy, I'm so proud of myself that I actually finished film school. And this episode, man, I just wanted to share with you guys like things that film school taught me about life, because it's been a crazy past months have been so crazy. They've been so insane, and I've learned a lot. I've actually learned a lot. I've learned a lot about myself first, and then I've learned a lot about films, of course, film school, film. Then I've learned about, and then I've learned a lot about life and people, actually. I can be going out there, meeting people every day, meeting different people every day. You're gonna learn a lot of things. You're gonna experience life because people out here, everyone views life from their own lenses. Everyone views life differently. So, good God, that notice to cause of two town like here. So, I have a list here of like five things that film school taught me about life. Are you guys ready? So, the first thing. The first thing that film school taught me about life is, detach your ego from your work. Like, detach your ego. Separate your ego from your work. Kabisa. Take, you know, in the film industry, there's a lot of criticism. You see, like, you watch someone else's work, and of course, you have to criticize. You're like, okay, I didn't like these specific shots. You would have done this. I didn't like the colors you used. The color grading was a bit off. Yeah, people are going to critique your work. And, you know, it's like, it's a really bad feeling. Now that I'm in the film industry, I've learned how it's so painful when you've put in a lot of work, because your creating films ain't easy. It's not. It's a lot of work. So you've put in the work, and you're out there. You've created something. You're so proud of the work you've done. And then someone's gonna come over here and start criticizing your work. They're like, okay, this was basic. I mean, you would have thought out of the box. And then it feels so personal. It feels so bad when you've put in a lot of work and then someone just criticizes your work as if you've not done anything. But one thing I've learned, one thing film school has taught me is like, learn to detach your ego from your work, separate your ego from your work. Because, hey, as long as you're in the film industry, you're going to be critiqued. You're going to face a lot of criticism. And that goes... the same for life. In life, man, you're always gonna be like, not everyone's gonna like you, not everyone's gonna like what you do, as much as you're gonna say, yeah, I'm the best podcaster, I'm the best in whatever I do. Not everyone is gonna be in your vibe, not everyone is gonna like you. Some people got a lot of people actually are gonna be out there just waiting to critique what you do. So I've learned to detach my ego from my work. I'm like, okay, this is my work, this is my ego. No, like if it's okay if you're gonna critique Mark, but me personally, I'm trying to refrain from critiquing people's work. Hey, well, what a trash, what a trash talk, sugar. Hey, me, I've learned, by the way. Like, I'm not, of course, I'm gonna give pointers, of course, when my fellow, my fellow friends who are in the film industry, of course, when I see your work, it's good, like, to talk about each other's work. Correct each other. Okay, that I'm not against. Correcting each other, correcting one another, because we understand what you're doing. But Ilea, someone has created something, and then I'm out there outrightly saying, okay, I hate that movie. Like, I hate Kenyan films. Never. And I'm never saying something like that ever again. Never, ever, ever. Because I've now understood how creating films takes a lot of work and how you're going to face a lot of criticism. And actually, criticism is a gift. Critic is a gift. Take it as a gift. But take it from the right people, because I'm one person. I keep saying that I will not take criticism from someone who I do not admire their work. Like you, you're there sitting. You have never created a film, unless you're talking as an audience. But you've never created a film a day in your life, and then you're gonna sit your ass and talk shady about my work, something I have done that I'm not gonna do. But the only criticism I'm gonna take is the criticism where the person who's critiquing my work is someone actually admire what they're doing in the industry. That was something I really had to learn, because I feel like there was a point, of course, when we were in school. We had different projects, and in these projects, now people, you had to vote the role you wanted to take in a certain production. There are a lot of things. There's just a lot of things going on there. And then I realized, like, you actually have to concentrate on the work while you're there. Like, I learned to detach my ego from my work, actually. That is something I've never actually thought of, but yeah. Film school taught me that, so that was crazy. Another thing that film school taught me about life is the power of a story, man. Everyone has a story. Like, now I'm so gassed up. So I feel so energized about going out there and even doing the Unspoken Stories, the series I started last year. Like, I have now a more... I have the visuals of how I want to do that series now. I know how I want it to look, because in film school I've learned that stories are more than just entertainment. Like, they're healing. You know, your story can actually heal someone. Like, you're telling the truth. Your story can heal someone. Another thing I've learned is that how you feel, how you make emotion, like, if emotion is everything. Like, film taught me to chase the feeling, not just, like, it taught me to chase that feeling, that deep emotion. Like, how you make someone feel after watching your film really matters. Like, that, like, the power of storytelling and how your story can make someone feel something, how your story can evoke emotion. That is something that really stood out for me. That is something that, yeah, it stood out for me, because that is amazing. Like, that's what I'm always talking about. Like, when I want someone to listen to, when someone listens to this podcast, how are they going to feel after listening to this podcast? That is what I'm talking about. Like, emotion is everything. Once you have an emotional connection with, like, someone, that's it. It's all about, people always want to feel like they belong. People always want to feel like they're not alone. So that is one thing that, yeah, stood out for me, actually. The power of your story and emotion is everything. How you make someone feel matters. Another thing I actually learned from film school is, if you don't get it right the first time, you can do it again and again and again, as many takes as you can. In film, you can even shoot one scene, like, in over 10 takes, like, a lot of takes just for one scene. You have to repeat it until you, as the director, you get the perfect shot that you want. So that's also something that film school taught me, that if you don't get it right the first time, you do it again and again and again and again, as many takes as you want until you get it right. There's no perfect take. Life is not perfect. The goal is not perfection. The goal is progress, chasing progress. So that's something I learned from life. Like, man, just try again. wake up, try again. Even when I was in film school, I didn't know a lot of things. Like, I learned a lot of things. There were some places I messed up. There were some places, a lot of things happened. But yeah, I was like, that's why I'm here. I'm here to learn. I'm here to figure these things out. So yeah, there's no perfect take. If you don't get it the right time, if you don't get it the first time, if you don't get it right the first time, you do it again and again and again and again and again. And then another thing that film school actually taught me is that you're not for everyone. I'm not for everyone. You're not for everyone. And that's okay. And that's okay. And that's okay. In film school, I met a lot of different people. People from all walks of life. Different people from wherever. And I learned that not everyone will get your vibe. Not everyone is going to understand you. I feel like there's a point where I was kind of misunderstood at school. And it was not only me, a lot of people. So not everyone will get your vibe, because people, you're meeting with totally different people, and those are creatives. You know how creatives can be. If you're a creative, you know, we are a lot to handle. We are a lot of work. Creatives, artists, we are a lot of work. So yeah, you're not for everyone, and that's okay. I learned that in film school, because it's crazy. It was crazy. Sometimes some things will happen and you'll start even questioning yourself, like, okay, I thought I am always the man of the people. I'm always the girl who is always there for the, like, a lot of things just happen. But then I learned that not for everyone. It still has more indicator mind that says, you're there, you want to be there, you want to be a friend to everyone. I learned that. Yeah, it's okay. And it's okay. You're not for everyone. That's okay. Another thing I learned from film school is that life sometimes doesn't make sense while you're living it. But one day, it all cuts together and the story reveals itself. That statement actually just summarizes my entire period at film school and how I landed there, and how, like, it was a full circle moment for me, because coming to think about it, sitting here, I think I started this chasing this dream when I was young, actually. Like, it started chasing me. In fact, I didn't chase it. It got me. You see, when they say when you're born, I don't know, your purpose, you like, God already has a plan for you. God already has a purpose for your life. So yeah, that is something I want to realize, that I was actually meant to be doing all these things. But now it wasn't making sense while I was young. Like, I didn't have all the dots connected while I was young. But then now that I'm here in film school, I found myself here in film school. I'm like, okay, life is starting to make sense, because I feel like this is actually something that I love doing. This is something I love doing. And coming to think of it, I started doing it while I was young, but I didn't know. But like I've said on this pod severally, I started acting when I was in high school, yeah? But then now I remember I started actually writing stories when I was in primary school, guys. It's crazy. Those composition stories I used to write, like, even extra composition stories. Honestly, not bragging, but I was the best composition writer in my primary school. Like, I was always the best student in English because of composition. I was always the best. Like, my pen game when I was in, and I'm not even bragging and I'm not even kidding. I'm just giving you guys a backstory. I was always so good. I was that student when I will write my composition and it will be put on the notice board for other students to read it and, like, know, like, it was to serve as a good example. So now that I was here at film school, and then, you know, in film production, there are a lot of duties. So you have to choose at least have like three that you're good at. Pick one. So there's directing, there's cinematography, there's also photography, and then there's the lighting department. There's now production design. There's now script writing. Like, there are a lot of departments in the film industry. So you have to pick at least one, two, at least two, three that you're good at, so that that's when you now, that's going to be your niche. So, I was there in school, and then I was attending all those classes. And then I think the class that I was really interested in was script writing. I don't know. I just found myself there. Like, I was like, I felt like, yeah, that's something. Like, even from day one, I think from day one, when I joined film school, I was like, I was so sure, like, I want to write scripts. Yeah, I feel like I can write something and come up with something nice. So I was like, yeah, I feel like I want to write scripts. So, and then I wrote one. And then now I'm starting to think, okay, that young girl that I was, who was writing scripts, who was writing composition, and her compositions were always the best. It started there. Because those are stories, those are dialogues, that's how you start your journey as a script writer, from writing those poems, from writing composition stories, because basically script writing is like composing a story. You're telling a story through your pen game, your imagination. So that realization really piqued my interest. Like, life sometimes doesn't really make sense while you're living it. But one day, you just look back and you see that the dots have connected. Like, things just end up cutting well together. The story reveals itself so well. Your story just starts adding up. Slowly by slowly, your dots start connecting. You're like, yeah. So this happened to me. Because this was supposed to happen. So that was so crazy. Because I'm now thinking, these dreams, me just going to school to study theater, all these things are preparing me for this path, I'm now taking. Because officially now, I can say I'm a filmmaker. I can officially say I'm a filmmaker. But then I directed my first short film. You guys need to watch it. It's going to be on YouTube soon. So check it out. I wrote and directed a short film. Like, that is insane. That is crazy. Never would I have thought. So I'm going to update you guys. It's gonna be on YouTube soon. So yeah, check it out. But yeah, that was crazy. Film school was, I think, should I say, something I really needed, something that really, it has changed how I perceive a lot of things now, especially as a content creator, especially as a creative. It has changed how I view things. It has made me to dream big. It has opened my mind to a lot of things. I feel like when I was a content creator, I was just a content creator. Basically, pick up my phone, create content, edit, do basic editing, and then upload it. But now, I have to think as a filmmaker when I'm creating my content. I have to look at my camera angles, my shots. I need to look at the lighting. What type of lighting am I using for this specific scene? I need to have a short list. Like, what? It's crazy. And it's so nice. And it's something that I love doing. So, yo. Like I said, I'm leaving this place a totally different person. I think different. I perceive and I view some. I now view even now when I'm watching, I'm literally watching movies on Netflix. I don't watch them the same, like a normal person, like an audience. I watch it as a critic. I watch it as a filmmaker. I'm like, yeah, I love how they used what's it called? I love how they use the what's the word? The one thirds, is it? Or the one thirds rule? I don't know, the one thirds rule, something like that. So yeah, that is film for you. That is film school for you. So yeah, it's honestly been a nice although it has been hectic, it has taken, like, if I don't know if you guys even can hear from my voice, I'm literally exhausted. It has taken a lot from me, but it was definitely worth it. I can say that it was definitely worth it. Now it's go big or go home, man. For me, It's go big, go, go home. I have all the knowledge that I have been, of course, not all. Yeah. It's not a destination. It's a journey. You keep learning. And by the way, I've learned also in the film industry, you can never be a pro when it comes to filmmaking. You will never be a pro. You will keep learning each and every day, and you have to keep practicing. You have to keep learning. So yeah. I have learned a lot, and I'm going to continue learning a lot. So you guys, be ready for my movies. Are you guys ready for my movies? You're gonna see me on Netflix one day. And then you're gonna come back on this episode and be like, okay, she said it. Yeah, I'm manifesting that. So be ready. But yeah, just wanted to... yeah, put that out, because this is something that it had to be on this spot. Like, this is something very critical to my career and my content creation journey. So yeah, it was nice. So I learned a lot from film school, and I'm so excited for what the future holds for me. And I'm excited to join the film industry. So yeah. Hola. If you're listening to this and you wanna work with me, My DMs are open. Anyway, guys, I'm gonna have to love and leave you over here. Remember to check out my social media platforms. And are we not awaiting? I'm on a roll. By the way, I was even saying yesterday, like, I'm now about to go full beast mode on content creation, bro. I want to go beast mode, because now film school is over. Now I have time to do the other things, because now during film school, like the entire program was like so, it was so hectic. We had a lot of things to do in a really short time, so I didn't have enough time to like even record more podcast episodes, to do a lot of my content. But now but that film school is over, and I have all this knowledge from film school. Y'all ain't ready. Your girl is about to cook. I'm about to cook. So yeah, check out my social media platforms. Awin Awiti. By the way, I'm still working with Busha, guys. Imagine. Shout out to Busha for sponsoring your girl every month. This is the third month I'm actually working with them. Look at me. So check out my branded content. In fact, I'm uploading Busha, there's a reel I did for them. I'm uploading it today. So check out my Instagram, Awin Awiti. My TikTok is so fun. I dance over there. I used to be a dancer, by the way. So nowadays I dance a lot over there for fun, but then I create some more fun content. So my TikTok, Awin Awiti. YouTube, be ready. Start subscribing, because movies are gonna be coming your way. Movies are coming your way. So y'all ain't ready. Check out my YouTube. Oh, I also have another announcement concerning the podcast. I'm also coming back to the video episodes. I know you all miss those episodes. You all are always asking me what happened to the video episodes, guys. It's a lot, producing actually video episodes, video podcast episodes, audiovisual rather, that's the right word. Producing audiovisual episodes is a lot of work. It takes a lot of work. It requires, like, you have a team, you have to have, and it's a lot of work. So yeah, but now, they're coming. Guys, I'm about to cook for you guys. You're in training. So better check out all my social media platforms. Follow me right there if you haven't followed me, because your girl is about to cook. Anyway, I'm gonna have to love and leave you over here. I'll see you on the next episode. Adios.